O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Your throne has been established from of old. You are from everlasting. Alleluia. The earth is the Lord's and all that fills it, the compass of the world and all who dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and set it firm upon the rivers of the deep. Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord? Or who can rise up in his holy place? Those who have clean hands and a pure heart, who have not lifted up their soul to an idol, nor sworn an oath to a lie. They shall receive a blessing from the Lord, a just reward from the God of their salvation. Such is the company of those who seek him, of those who seek your face, O God of Jacob. Lift up your heads, O gates, be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord who is mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O gates, be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. That this evening may be holy, good, and peaceful, let us pray with one heart and mind. As our evening prayer rises before you, O God, so may your mercy come down upon us to cleanse our hearts and set us free to sing your praise, now and forever. Amen. Psalm 8.
You. The first reading is from the Song of the Three, beginning at verse 29. Blessed are you, O Lord God of our ancestors, and to be praised and highly exalted forever. And blessed is your glorious holy name, and to be highly praised and highly exalted forever. Blessed are you in the temple of your holy glory, and to be extolled and highly glorified forever. Blessed are you who look into the depths from your throne on the cherubim, and to be praised and highly exalted forever. Blessed are you on the throne of your kingdom, and to be extolled and highly exalted forever. Blessed are you in the firmament of heaven, and to be sung and glorified forever. Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Sing praise to him, and highly exalt him forever. Bless the Lord, you heavens. Sing praise to him, and highly exalt him forever. Bless the Lord, you angels of the Lord. Sing praise to him, and highly exalt him forever.
Christ was believed in throughout the world, and taken up in glory. Alleluia. Christ Jesus was revealed in the flesh, and vindicated in the Spirit. He was seen by angels, and proclaimed among the nations. Believed in throughout the world, he was taken up in glory. This will be made manifest at the proper time by the blessed and only Sovereign, who alone has immortality and dwells in unapproachable light. To the King of Kings and Lord of Lords be honor and eternal dominion. Amen. Christ was believed in throughout the world, and taken up in glory. Alleluia.
The second reading is from the book of Revelation, beginning at chapter 5, verse 1. Then I saw in the right hand of the one seated on the throne a scroll written on the inside and on the back, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and break its seals?" And no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look into it. And I began to weep bitterly because no one was found worthy to open the scroll or to look into it. Then one of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. See, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has conquered, so that he can open the scroll and its seven seals." Then I saw between the throne and the four living creatures, and among the elders, a lamb standing as if it had been slaughtered, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. He went and took the scroll from the right hand of the one who was seated on the throne. When he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell before the Lamb, each holding a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. They sing a new song. "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slaughtered, and by your blood you ransomed for God saints from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests serving our God, and they will reign on earth." Then I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels surrounding the throne and the living creatures and the elders. They numbered myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, singing with full voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slaughtered to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing." Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them singing, "To the one seated on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever." And the four living creatures said, "Amen." And the elders fell down and worshipped.
Sing to the Lord and bless his name. Tell out his salvation from day to day. God has gone up with a merry noise. Sing to the Lord and bless his name. The Lord with the sound of the trumpet. Tell out his salvation from day to day. He has led captivity captive and given gifts to his people. Sing to the Lord and bless his name. Tell out his salvation from day to day. Let us pray for the church and the world, and let us thank God for his goodness. This evening, as on every evening, the church invites us to pray for peace and for those individuals on our hearts and minds and their needs. And as we await the day of Pentecost, we continue to pray in particular for God's royal priesthood, for empowerment by the Spirit, for those who wait on God, that they may find renewal, for all people, that they may acknowledge the kingdom of the ascended Christ, for the earth, for productivity, and for fruitful harvests, and for all who are struggling with broken relationships. We pray with and for Christians of all denominations across the world, taking part in Thy Kingdom Come between Ascension and Pentecost. Make Your ways known upon earth, Lord God, Your saving power among all peoples. Renew Your church in holiness and help us to serve You with joy. Guide the leaders of this and every nation, that justice may prevail throughout the world. Let not the needy be forgotten, nor the hope of the poor be taken away. Make us instruments of Your peace, and let Your glory be over all the earth. Let us commend ourselves and all for whom we pray to the mercy and protection of God. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that as we believe Your only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, to have ascended into the heavens, so we in heart and mind may also ascend, and with Him continually dwell, who is alive and reigns with You in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Looking for the coming of His kingdom, as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be Your name. Your kingdom come, Your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are Yours, now and forever. Amen. May Christ, who has opened the kingdom of heaven, bring us to reign with Him in glory. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia. Amen.